96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. It's a man's medical issue that isn't easy for a lot of guys to talk about, but we are talking about it tonight. On this Medical Monday, it's Prostate Health Awareness Month, and we're taking a detailed look at prostate health, prostate cancer, its treatments, and quality of life. My guests are Dr. Artie Shelton. He's a prostate cancer survivor, and he's also with the Prostate Health Education Network. Also on the phone, we have urologist Dr. Chilladam Ahagotu. Lines are open if you have a question about prostate cancer, about exams, about all of the alphabet soup terms that come along with it. We are answering your questions tonight at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Comment on my Facebook page at facebook.com/HaroldFisherWHUR or follow us on Twitter at DailyDrumWHUR. Okay, I want to thank, first of all, Dr. Shelton for coming in, and Dr. Ahagotu, thank you so much for being on the program.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Dr. Ahagotu, can you hear me? Dr. Ahagotu, are you there? Okay, we're going to get that squared away. Dr. Shelton, you are a 13-year cancer survivor. How did you know that you were having an issue?
Thank you very much, Mr. Fisher. Mm-hmm. The one thing I did not have any symptoms, and fortunately or unfortunately, a lot of men, if the cancer is early, they may not have any symptoms. So therefore, we have to rely on certain screening tests, and the screening test will be the PSA, prostate specific antigen, and the DRE, digital rectal exam. I found out that my PSA was elevated from the previous, year. And therefore, I had a very astute urologist that said, because you have a positive family history, an uncle that died from prostate cancer, your father has a problem with the prostate, that we'd like to do a biopsy. I felt that there was not a problem because my PSA, even though it was slightly elevated, it was still within the normal range of, the normal was between 0 to 4 nanograms. And mine was 3.3. And so therefore, I had no concern. Unfortunately, a week later, my urologist informed me, said, Artie, you have prostate cancer.
Wow. Gosh. When he told you that, what went through your mind?
As a physician, I have taken care of many patients that have, had various cancers. I thought about the fact of my uncle that died from metastatic prostate cancer, and went from 200 pounds to about 90 pounds. And so therefore, had a lot of anxiety and stress. But therefore, I felt very confident, though, that, that my doctors, my surgeon, that, whatever treatment I elected to do, that it would, hopefully work out. And it's been, at that time, I've been a 13-year prostate cancer survivor or warrior. Mm-hmm.
Dr. Ahagotu, are you on the phone?
I am, Harold.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I most certainly can. Thank you so much. Let's drill down a little bit more on this. Dr. Shelton was just sharing with us how he was told and how he found out that he had prostate cancer. Can you talk to us a little bit more about what urologists are looking for when they do the digital rectal exam, as well as what they're looking for in the blood tests?
Absolutely. And by the way, it's great to hear your voice, Artie. I miss you.
I miss you too, Jillian.
There are two tools that the urologist typically uses to make the diagnosis, or at least to get a suspicion that someone may be developing prostate cancer. One is the blood test that Artie talked about called the PSA. It's a simple blood test that measures a molecule that's produced by the prostate. And if that level of that molecule rises, then it may mean that that person is developing prostate cancer. So that's one tool. The second is what they call the digital rectal examination. It's actually a physical examination where a trained health professional uses a glove and places into the rectum and then feels part of the prostate for any abnormalities, anything that may be hard or irregular, again, raising the suspicion that one may have prostate cancer. If either one of those tests are abnormal, then the doctor would probably recommend that you undergo a biopsy, getting small samples of tissue in order to see whether those cells are cancerous cells. And mm-hmm. so that's how we come to make that diagnosis of prostate cancer.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about prostate health. This is the time to give us a call if you have a question about prostate-related health, whether it's the exam, the blood test. We want to talk to you. Let's go to the phones. Jay, calling from Woodbridge, Virginia. Thanks for calling, Jay. What's on your mind?
Hi, I just have a question.
Sure.
I just had a recent x-ray, and they found calcification in the prostate. So I've been trying to do some research, and I just want to get your opinion on, you know, what does that mean in terms of the stages of possible cancer, and it's, you know, what are the chances, and what treatments, or what are the next steps?
Dr. Aha, go to.
Sure. Can I ask you, sir, have you actually had the diagnosis? Did the doctor say that you had prostate cancer?
No.
Okay.
So he did an x-ray?
He said he did an x-ray, and you just went a little low. Dr.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead. We can hear you now. Go right ahead.
What has happened is the gentleman may, the doctor may have ultrasound, which is another kind of.
Okay, we're having a little difficulty with your phone call. I want to let our producer get that squared away. Jay, sure. I need you to just hold on because I want to make sure that you get the information. So as soon as we get that phone situation squared away, we're going to come back to you, Jay. Please do not hang up. In the interim, I want Dr. Shelton to talk about an event that's coming up this week directly related to this issue.
Thank you very much. On behalf of Mr. Thomas A. Farrington, you know, he's the president and founder of FEN, Prostate Health Education Network. You know, we wanted to thank you for this opportunity to talk about prostate health awareness. FEN is a leading patient education advocate organization.
Yeah, but there's an event. You've got some events coming up. Let's talk about those events.
Yes, the event that we're hosting is a summit that we're hosting this Thursday, mm-hmm. September 15th from 9 to 4. At the United States Capitol Visitor Center, and on the Friday, the 16th, at the Washington Convention Center, and it will be hosted by Congressman Gregory Meeks as part of the Congressional Black Caucus 16th Annual Legislative Conference. What is very important, which Mr. Farrington just announced, is that we have the chairperson from the United States Preventive Service Task Force, Dominic, who will be there to talk about the prostate, you know, cancer. In 2012, the United States Preventive Service Task Force recommended against using the PSA testing for prostate cancer early detection. And so, therefore, Mr. Farrington was able to have her come as the chairperson to talk about now the concerning re-recommendation of doing the testing for PSA testing.
And I think it's great for this to coincide with the Congressional Black Caucus this week, because obviously there are a lot of black men that are attending this, and this is a perfect opportunity to get the message out, not to mention, you know, obviously those, you know, who love and care for them as well. And I understand if you want information about this, you can go online. It's on the web at prostatehealthed.org. That's prostatehealthed.org. Again, we are talking about prostate health, prostate cancer, treatments, and the like. While we're waiting for Dr. Aha Gotu to come back, and Jay, as I said, I want to get your question answered, so please just stay with us. Dr. Shelton, what kind of treatment did you undergo?
One of the most important things, if anyone's been diagnosed with prostate cancer, is that there's a whole host of different treatments, from surgery to radiation, robotic surgery. And therefore, you have to go ahead and really talk with your urologist, and you have to look at some of the pros and cons and adverse effects of whatever procedure you're going to undertake. I had a radical prostatectomy for surgery.
Which means?
It was surgery, meaning that they took the whole prostate.
I see.
At that time. Now we have newer techniques where they use robotic or what they call the Da Vinci procedure. But you can also have radiation. You can have external radiation that's outside the body. But now they've developed where they have brachytherapy, where they can put radioactive seeds actually into the prostate. Mm-hmm. So that's another treatment. And these are things that often, if you can catch the prostate cancer early, that would be the best, some of the best treatments to undertake. Unfortunately, if the prostate cancer is more advanced, then we may have to think about hormonal therapy or chemotherapy. Mm-hmm. So those are, some of the treatments. And it's really an individual thing, that one would have to look at, because there are certain, risks, or adverse, issues with incontinence, erectile dysfunction, and other issues, depending on what procedure you have.
Okay. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Dr. Aha Gotu, are you there? Are you there, doctor?
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you. If you remember Jay's question, because he said that he had an X-ray but no cancer diagnosis, and he's trying to figure out what the next steps are.
Yeah, I was going to say that can you hear me?
Yeah, go right ahead.
I was going to say that it sounds like maybe he did an ultrasound. That's the only kind of X-ray test, or maybe an MRI, some X-ray to try to get a sense of the size and shape of the prostate. But that will not be able to make the diagnosis. I would recommend to Jay that he ask.
Okay, we lost Dr. Aha Gotu again. Jay, the only thing, until we can get that situation squared away, I'm going to obviously recommend to you that you talk to your physician about those next steps, because as Dr. Aha Gotu was suggesting, perhaps you had an ultrasound or maybe an MRI, but you really do need the blood test and the digital rectal exam. Is that correct?
Yes. As Dr. Gotu said, you would need the PSA to give any indication, that there might be a problem. But the one thing we need to mention is that the PSA can be elevated, but there's other things other than cancer that can cause an elevated PSA. One may have what we call BPH, benign prostate hypertrophy, that can also give you a elevated PSA.
And what does that mean?
Benign prostate hypertrophy means just that the prostate is enlarged. And as we as get older, the prostate gets larger. And so therefore, the protein, the PSA that is being measured, can also be elevated. It's also very important that there's some question about when you get the PSA testing done, that one should not have relations maybe 48 to 72 hours, because that can give you a false elevation of your PSA. And then there's some question about whether riding a bike or something that may stimulate the PSA that may give you a false positive.
Okay, something to think about. Jay, again, thank you so much for your phone call. We appreciate you checking in with us. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about prostate health tonight, prostate cancer. We're talking about treatments as well, and also quality of life issues. So if you have a question, please give us a call. We are definitely taking your phone calls tonight, again at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. I need to take a break, but when we come back, we're going to drill down even deeper into this issue, and we're going to ask you some really serious questions, Dr. Shelton, certainly about your quality of life, how you're feeling, recovery, all of that. We've got some calls coming in, so please, if you're on the line, please do not hang up. You will be able to hear the program, and I will be taking your calls well after 7:30 at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM, Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Wes Hall is in for Jeff Brown with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. We'll be back in just a bit. Stay with us.